A major oil company has agreed to pay for the execution of several people, including a leading environmental activist. The oil company is Royal Dutch Shell. The activist was Ken Sarawiwa, who lived near Shell oil wells in Nigeria. In the 1990s, he led a protest movement on behalf of the Ogoni tribe.
What are they going to do tomorrow? How are they going to live? How are they going to go to school? All their land is gone. The air is polluted. The streams are polluted. The air is poisoned. This land on which we are walking is dead.
Shortly after that interview on NPR, Ken Sarawiwa was arrested, placed in a noose, and hung. Nigeria's military rulers did that, but for years his family blamed Shell for backing the government. Yesterday in New York, the oil company settled a lawsuit for $15.5 million. NPR's Afebia Quist Arkton has spent much time in Nigeria's oil drilling region, and today she is in the Nigerian city of Lagos. Hi, Afebia.
Morning.
Shell did not admit responsibility here, but did pay in what they called a gesture. What's the response in Nigeria?
Especially in Ogoniland, where Ken Sarawiwa and the other activists came from, and the Niger Delta in general, the oil-producing region of Nigeria, there are going to be cheers because they will consider this a major victory. The fact that a major oil company, the leading oil company here in Nigeria, Shell, has agreed to pay up because they are still saying that they are being exploited by the oil firms and by the government. The crude oil is being pumped in their backyards, but they are not getting anything. They remain impoverished and their environment ruined and polluted.
And we'll remember that this is Africa's largest producer of oil and a major supplier of oil to the United States. Now, as this trial began in New York, Ken Sarawiwa's son spoke with NPR, and Ken Sarawiwa said this about why they were pursuing the lawsuit.
In the end, we want corporations to understand that you cannot commit murder, you cannot commit human rights violations with impunity. My father predicted that Shell would have its day in court, and in that sense, we already have the victory.
And now they do have, they can claim at least, the victory of being paid $15.5 million. But Afebia Quist Arkton, do oil companies in that producing region in Nigeria behave much differently than they ever did?
Activists and campaigners will tell you, hell no, excuse my language. They'll say that if anything, 13, 14 years on, that the situation is even worse, that there is more environmental pollution, that people are still hugely poor in this region that is home to the oil wealth of Nigeria. So the oil companies are considered still to be the enemy, and not just the oil company, also the federal government of Nigeria. And this is why the campaign has, in fact, radicalized, Steve.
When you say radicalized, it's much more violent than it ever was.
Oh, absolutely. The Niger Delta is now awash with arms. Militants launched a sabotage campaign against foreign oil companies and the government back in 2006. They managed to hit crude oil pipelines and oil installations, and they say they will continue until the region gets a fairer share of the oil wealth. But Steve, it's not that simple. These militants also are known to steal crude oil in barge loads. It's called illegal bunkering. They also take hostages, local and foreign oil workers. So the situation is very complicated. But because there's no dialogue, dialogue has broken down. At the end of the day, local people are still poor and their grievances have not been addressed, either by the militants or by the government or by the oil companies.
NPR's Afebia Quist Arkton in Lagos, Nigeria. Afebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.